I've been joined by the one and only Melvin Odum. Odum.
Bap, bap, bap. What's going on?
What was that?
That was like cheering.
Melvin, I see you more. I see you more than my parents these days. What's going on?
You are such a lucky girl. Can I just say that?
What is this on your chin? It's like, it's Jenna's old-fashioned action man's with the fake fluff.
This is a designer beard. I'm basically representing for all the beard gang out there. I think it's something that needs to be celebrated.
How long did it take you to grow in that? Be honest. Years?
2 weeks.
Whatever.
I shaved it off last week, 2 weeks. Check my Instagram. I'm not even lying to you. I want to be like a young Idris Elba. I think it's important that radio needs a sexy black man representing beards.
Can you give me an Idris accent or like a voice?
You're right, as it can. I'm Idris Elba.
That is uncanny.
What do you think?
You sound a bit like you.
No, that's exactly like Idris.
So, Mr. Arkivas, I can't believe the year's gone by already.
Yes, I know. It's a great awards ceremony. It's all about celebrating radio. It's all about celebrating commercial radio. That sounded
rehearsed.
No, I just made it up off the top of my
dome. Put it this way, in a year, you're basically a megastar on television as well as on the radio.
You're a joker. I was already a star, just the only person that knew it was my mum.
Bang on the money, baby. How's that going?
Good. Well, you know what? I want to ask you, how do you think it's going?
Well, I introduced it on ITV2.
Oh,
and,
yes. So you get to see it every week?
Yeah, I have to sit through it every single week.
Say it that much. Oh, my God.
I love it.
It's the show that we wanted to make. We went to Thames and we were like, look, we want to create the kind of show where we can kind of sit at home with your fam and think to yourself, I want to be doing that myself, and that's the show that's on TV right now.
I want to see your mum on it more, by the way.
That's what everyone keeps saying. I think they kind of stole the show.
Can we talk to ITV and maybe get you and Ricky off screen and get your mum's on there?
They're
going to
end up with a bigger show than us. My mum and Ricky's mum have already got their own Twitter pages off the back of the show.
I love it.
And they now interact with more of our listeners than we do. So
what I'm worried about, though, is being as we are at Radio Wars tonight, you're not gonna leave it behind, are you, for TV? Your boots aren't going to get that big, are they?
No, I was just saying to the girls over there, it's all about, my aim has always been to do both TV and radio. When I was at uni, I said I want to be the kind of presenter who's able to do both. Like, at the time, I was all about Trevor Nelson. He got to do, like, TV and radio at the same time. He was doing, like, MTV Lick, and he was doing stuff for Radio 1 and One Extra. So I wanted to be that kind of presenter. Like, Dermot does the same thing. Russell Brand does the same thing. I think if you get to do both, it's the best of both worlds.
I feel like KISS is kind of on its own, isn't it? There's no other KISS. But if you had to listen to another station...
Yeah.
What
if
do you
If I had to
listen to
another station, it would be KISS Fresh.
Melvin,
yeah.
What other station?
All right, if I had to listen to another station other than KISS and KISS Fresh, it would be KISS True.
You are a joker. You want to tick some Andy Robert boxes,
listen,
don't you?
He's in the building. You've got to be careful.
Is he here?
No, our other boss, Steve, is here, though.
Do you get frightened around the bosses?
No, we quite love him.
Do you?
I do enjoy Steve's wonderful. He's a party man as well.
Is your contract up for renewal? Is that why you've been
so nice? How did you know that?
I've finally got to talk about the X Factor.
Yes.
Have you spoken to Cowley at all?
Not yet. I might give him a call later on to see how he's doing. I know he's busy with Britain.
Don't do it tonight, mate. I mean, I think you're going to be a bit sloshed.
A bit late. You know what? I haven't heard anything yet, but fingers crossed we'll see what happens.
Have you got him on WhatsApp? If you have, is he an emoji kind of guy? Imagine that.
I don't have him on WhatsApp. For some reason, he's managed to elude my contacts.
Because all he'd get was like selfies of your blooming beard.
Yeah. I mean, that's good enough.
Bring back Melvin and Michelle. Love it. Have fun tonight, mate. Thank you.
Are you going to be partying today?
Oh, yes.
She looks hot, people. You can't see her, but she does look good.
Stop it.